It's time to do the show again. Have we dusted everything off from 2009?
For the most part.
Yeah, I think so. We'll try it again. Year number two of the Dragon Con Late Show. Good. Well, it doesn't matter what time of day it is. You're watching the podcast in advance. My name is Brian Richardson. To my left, Allie Pelfrey.
Hey.
And to the lefty left, Dr. Stephen Grenade.
Howdy.
So, let's talk about what the Late Show is. Stephen, how would you describe the Late Show to our audience?
It's sort of the news version for DragonCon. We do updates about what's going on in the schedule, mm-hmm. what schedule changes there have been because guests are always getting shuffled around, panels are moved. You know, the Daily Dragon is out there for you to read, but we know a lot of you don't like to read. You like the TVs, so here's your chance to get some of that information on TV and know what's coming up for the day to come.
Right. We also work as kind of the daily podcast for DragonCon. So if you're watching this in advance, you already know how to use the internet. Ooh, it's so fantastic.
Congratulations. So, achievement unlocked.
Yes. The Late Show will be available on iTunes and also available from links from DragonCon.org, which is the official site, and also the Twitter, which we'll talk about more later on, DC Late Show. And I think there's a Facebook fan page, too.
Yes, there is.
Okay. We're all over that darn internet.
See, also MySpace. No, nobody sees MySpace.
That's unnecessary. So Allie works with the Daily Dragon, along with The Late Show. Mm-hmm. So, Allie, tell us a little bit about The Daily Dragon.
The Daily Dragon is your source for all DragonCon news. We put out a short newsletter every morning at the convention, and you can pick that up for free. It will contain any schedule changes, interviews with guests, and just anything that's going on around the con, highlights from panels and whatnot if you need to catch up in the morning. Good reading to go with your coffee.
Yep. And also keep in mind you can pick up the Daily Dragon in its physical form at any information desk at any one of the hotels participating in DragonCon. Also available on the web. There's a web version of the Daily Dragon.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
DailyDragon.DragonCon.org.
Ooh, fancy subdomains. We love them. What we want to talk about today is planning for the convention. We're putting this episode out a few days ahead of the convention. One thing to know, once we produce the daily episode at every convention, it'll be available as a live event. We'll be starting up the convention every day. You'll wake up to us.
8:30.
Yeah, so 9 o'clock is the actual airtime for the show every day. It runs 30 minutes, 9 to 9:30. We're in the Centennial 2-3 Ballroom at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Live audience is encouraged, and by encouraged we mean we will bribe you.
We have swag.
ThinkGeek has given DragonCon TV, which we're somewhat related to, a few things to give out at the convention, and some of them are going to The Late Show. Thank you, ThinkGeek. Trek Fishes, we love the Trek Fishes. The Tribbles, which have
this Tribble, it vibrates, but I've turned it off because otherwise it would sort of vibrate all across the table.
That would be weird. And Allie, you've got...
And we have Klingon Bird of Prey corkscrews.
If you're flying home, put that in your chest bag.
It's also good for self-defense if you need to shiv someone.
If there's any party injuries, we are not legally responsible for use, and neither is ThinkGeek. Please don't sue.
Kapla!
Yeah, it's a wine opener, not a wino opener.
Yes.
Stay away from the drunk people, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
So like the all of the convention.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're
people drink at DragonCon? What?
I have an energy drink now and again. Yeah. It's lots of fun. All right, so we want to talk a little bit about the stuff going on around the convention, the stuff going on at the convention, and how to get to and from the convention. First, I want to talk about a few of the charity events that are related to DragonCon, because this is a big deal. There's a lot of volunteers at DragonCon, 1,500 roughly volunteer staff.
Yeah.
I think that's the number we're dealing with. Big deal. So we do a couple of things as a group of volunteers to help out the community at large. One, our official charity this year is the Lupus Foundation.
Yes.
I believe that's the official name.
Mm-hmm.
I know they say it's not lupus, that's just a joke on TV. Sometimes it is. So that's going to be what all the charity events money go to for things like the charity auction.
Yeah, and lupus is one of those autoimmune diseases that they still really don't know a whole lot about. Mm-hmm. The treatments are varied and scattered, so a lot more research needs to be done. Mm-hmm. So do consider donating to that charity.
Another thing we do is our award-winning DragonCon blood drive. This last year, basically... What was it? More than 2,400 people signed up to donate last year at DragonCon. We blew Comic-Con out of the water as far as units taken and people through the
door.
They do screen ahead of time, so normal blood drive rules apply. If you want to go to the blood drive, eat, sleep, make sure you're not sick, those type of things. We want to make sure that we're giving good blood into the blood supply and just not tainted 10% scotch kind of stuff that's going on.
Yes.
Donors must be 17 years or older or 16 with parental consent, weight of a minimum of 110 pounds. Photo ID is required. All who donate will receive a DragonCon souvenir t-shirt as a thank you gift. Those are fun. This year, LifeSouth will have some fun with the current vampire craze. The blood drive is at the Marriott Marquis Hotel, room M701. That is on the, not the atrium level.
The Marquis level.
Yeah. So, Thursday through Monday. Drive times are Thursday, September 2nd, 2 to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Monday, September 6th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also, a bonus location in the Sheraton Atlanta room, Thursday and Friday only, from 1 to 5 p.m. So,
there's lots of time to do it. Take advantage of it.
The Thursday and Friday location are nice because if you're coming to registration early on Thursday, you're already picking up your tickets in the Sheraton, go ahead and stop by. And that also gets it, if you do it on Thursday, it's out of the way. You can have a lot of fun and not worry about the whole health sobriety requirement. Hug Me, I'm Vaccinated. The Skeptic Track is working with skepchick.org, which is one of the big skeptic websites out on the interwebs. Apparently there's been a drop in vaccinations recently because of some misinformation about the medical risks associated with vaccinations. So diseases you've never heard of are coming back. Whooping cough.
Yes.
It's the kind of thing that you get in a Dickens novel. Come on, we shouldn't have a problem with this. But to make sure that we're, you know, getting vaccinations up, we're doing a Hug Me, I'm Vaccinated campaign in association with a Skeptic Track to try to drive down whooping cough. It's at the mall at Peachtree Center, so it's actually a little bit off-site from Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. Peachtree Center is a big shopping center connected by all the little Habitrail hamster-looking tubes.
Look for the Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Skepcheck.org, you can get more information. They don't have flyers printed up yet because they just had to do a fund drive to get all the money for making the information.
Yeah, this came up a little late, so they're having to rent space in the mall rather than having a space within the hotels. But one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is you typically get vaccinated for whooping cough when you're a kid, but after a while that wears off. And that's not that big of an issue, except now the vaccination rate has been dropping among kids, so we're dropping below the so-called herd immunity level, where even if you're not vaccinated, you're probably not going to get it.
Right.
So they're trying to raise that percentage back up by getting essentially pertussis booster vaccines into folks.
So we like this. It's a good thing to do. So there's a lot of opportunity to help people out while you're having fun at DragonCon. I think we want to talk a little bit about transportation and getting around Atlanta. Allie is very active on our public transportation systems in Atlanta, being a college student.
that was a very sad sigh.
Oh, been a college student too long.
Oh, that happens a lot. Well, I mean, Stephen and I both did the advanced degree thing, so we know all about hanging out in college.
It took a while.
Yeah.
Eventually they kicked us out.
All right, one thing that this really relates to for transportation is that we've had a rapid reduction in the number of hotels around Dragon Con. A few hotels, because of the economy, not been doing well business-wise. They had reservations for Dragon Con attendees, but they ended up taking some either renovation money to shut down the hotel, renovate, sell to another property, or they were sold off to dorms in the neighboring colleges.
Yeah, Georgia State picked up a couple, and so all of a sudden they're not hotels.
So you may be staying a little further away from Dragon Con. You might be staying down by the airport. Is this a problem? No. We have a pretty good transportation system that fortunately runs right into the complex of hotels. This is called MARTA.
And since parking downtown is limited and often very expensive if you're going to be keeping your car at the hotel, I would recommend taking MARTA. I don't know, taking public transportation might be scary for some of y'all, but it's pretty easy to get around on. If you're flying in, you can get on MARTA at the airport without ever having to leave the airport, and it's a straight shot on any train to Peachtree Center Station, which is the one that looks like a bat cave.
Yes.
And when you get off at Peachtree Center, you'll want to read the signage and go in the direction of the Hyatt, and it will bring you up into the Peachtree Center Mall.
Yes.
Right?
Look for the Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you should be able to find directions from there if you're staying in one of the main hotels. Other things, I don't know, you may talk about what else there is
to
do around Atlanta?
Yeah, because people sometimes when they come to town, they'll get into Atlanta a little bit early. They'll leave a few days after. Atlanta's a really cool place. We have a lot of good stuff going on, and there's a lot of events around Dragon Con, we're cross-promoting a few of them. But there's also a lot of places that we like to go in Atlanta that other people should see. So talk about museums.
Okay, currently there's a Salvador Dali exhibit at the High Museum. And instead of driving, you can get off at Art Center Station, which is about three stops north of Peachtree Center. And if you're craving Swedish meatballs and modular furniture, you can take the free shuttle to IKEA.
Yes.
Feel free
from
to bring
Art Center.
Flat packs into your hotel room and set them up. The hotel likes that.
Yes.
Billy the Bookcase says hello.
Yeah, you can bring your Jonathan Colton CDs into IKEA, and they won't notice.
One thing to remember, though, is that MARTA on the weekends only runs every 20 minutes and stops running at midnight.
Right.
Now, on the nice side, it's $2 for any ride anywhere, which is better than you're going to get in terms of parking.
And you'll you'll get a little card that you can reload, so you don't have to pay extra for a card, and you can save trees.
I think I still have mine.
Yeah. They use one of these cool little RFID proximity cards.
Breeze card.
Breeze card. You buy it once and reload it constantly. Works very well. It's a simple system. I ride public transportation a lot around the world because I travel extensively for my job. And MARTA lines that go north and south, lines that go east and west, and that's really about it.
It's a cross, and they meet in the middle at Peachtree Center.
Actually, they meet in the middle of what they call Five Points, which is the big exchange.
Five Points, and Peachtree Center is one stop north of Five Points.
That's right.
So the nice thing is once you get into Peachtree Center, no matter which hotel you're going to, a good guide point is either to go straight to the Hyatt or to literally look for the Dairy Queen, which we like the Dairy Queen one because they're one of the few places that stay open past midnight in the food court. So many caffeinated ice cream beverages.
Moo latte is for everyone.
But also, it's a very visible area. Once you get to the Dairy Queen, you're in the tunnel that takes you straight from the Peachtree Center Mall into the hotel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're also very close to a jumping-off point into the Marriott.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're into the Hyatt or Marriott, you can move between the Hyatt, Marriott, and Hilton through a series of air-conditioned tunnels.
I think we call those tubes.
Yes. Jeffrey's tubes.
Yes.
Those are the Jeffrey's tubes for our convention.
Yes.
One more thing.
Yes.
If you're going to the aquarium night, you can get there just by going one stop south on MARTA to Five Points and then transferring one stop west, and it's literally across the street from the MARTA station at CNN Center.
Excellent.
Now, some people may prefer to walk to the aquarium because it is some distance, but depending on the transfer times, what kind of costume you're wearing, the downhill walk might be a little bit easier. But
it would
just
be about, I'd say, about a 15 to 20 minute walk from the Hyatt.
So pack your water.
Yeah. Now, DragonCon does also offer shuttle service between major hotels and some of the major events. The shuttle will be running for the aquarium night. The aquarium night is where they encourage people in costume to come down for about 4 or 5 hours to the aquarium. It runs on Saturday evening. And because of the discount rate we have, it is one of the cheapest ways to see the aquarium. And the Atlanta Aquarium, absolutely fantastic. And
it's
new
and shiny and has many fish.
You can get through it and see most everything you like in about 3 to 4 hours at a comfortable pace. There's a kids area, there's some local stuff, and that's all like crawfish and little, you know,
you can
get your
pet
hand
the sharks.
Wet. Yeah. But the big tanks, whales, sharks, penguins, everything, that's pretty sweet stuff. Yeah.
They were going to run a bus for the Dali exhibit, but it melted. Too soon? Too soon?
No, it probably would have, really, in the Atlanta heat.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
It's been warm, I tell you.
Pack extra water.
I was about to faint.
I got the vapors.
Yes.
That's what Dairy Queen is for. Stop by, cool off.
We're not even sponsored by them. We really
not yet.
That's DC Late Show on Twitter. Oh, we love you. All right, so let's talk about area events. Atlanta, again, big tourist mecca kind of thing. You're going to get in Thursday, maybe get your badge a little early, which we highly recommend. Gets you out of some of the lines on the main weekends. Stuff to see around. We've got the High Museum Discount Association. We've got the Saturday for the Aquarium. We've got a couple places we like that are close into that area, accessible through some of the same public transit. I think really two of our favorites are the Center for Puppetry Arts and also the Shakespeare Tavern.
Yeah.
They are relatively close to the hotel area. The Center for Puppetry Arts is a little bit farther away, but pretty easy to get to. What's the station down by the Varsity?
North Avenue.
North Avenue. You can get to the Puppetry Arts from a couple blocks away.
Puppetry Arts is, again, Art Center.
Oh, that's
same
right.
Same stop for the High
down.
Museum.
Yeah.
And Shakespeare Tavern would be North Avenue Station.
Okay. So What do they have at the center? Jim Henson. There is a basically Jim Henson Museum, Center for Puppetry Arts. So even if you don't go for one of the shows, they have a lot of the original, like, pre-Muppet stuff in the museum area. It's really cool. They run his old ads. They had the, what was the name? Patrick, you probably remember this. The dragon they had. Henson used to do a TV ad for Chinese food. Is it, anyway, but
it was Texas.
Yes. So there's also some really good puppet shows going on. You know, they're all ages. There are some adult shows, but there's a lot of kid shows. Hmm. So fun for the whole family. We like.
Also, if you get hungry and want to branch out a little bit from around the con, if you head, I think it's east, further downtown into Atlanta, a lot of the nicer restaurants that weekend are going to be running a fixed-price menu for $30. You know, several courses, really good food. You know, it's slightly dressier, so wear your, you know, your dress, stormtrooper outfit, the cape, things like that. Yeah, steampunk would be good.
Steampunk might be overdressed. It's hard to sit down with all that clanking going on.
That's right.
But if you go to a really nice restaurant, the guy who shines the fork will probably wipe off the brass shoulder pad.
True.
Very, very nice.
The brass comes as part of the fixed price menu.
Do you remember how to get to that deal? Because I remember the deal going on. I thought there was a special website for it. But
there is a special website for it. I don't remember it, but we can push that out on our Twitter feed.
Twitter! DC Late Show. During the convention, if you want to have questions that we will answer on the air, send them to the DC Late Show Twitter account. And we'll be scanning through that before the show, and we will answer some of the less salacious questions on the air during the program. Thank you very much.
Right along.
Our producer is Patrick Freeman. He may live through the rest of the podcast. All right. So let's talk about the guests. That's why you come to the convention. There are approximately 400 guests at Dragon Con. They change quite a bit since I printed the guest list. I had to go back and check a couple of guest cancellations, but mostly guest additions, along with who you've seen in the recent additions to the website. If you haven't been in the past few weeks, we added Tita Carrera, Peter Mayhew, and Paul Dini. We printed what we call a hot guest list, which is not anything about physical appearance.
Hot guests!
But it's something we use as internal reference for us sorting groups of guests. So going through this, Stephen, Allie, tell me what you like on the guest list.
Well, I was trying to decide who is going to be across most of the shows. And at first I had my money on James Marsters because, you know, you have Buffy, you have Angel, you have Smallville, you have Torchwood, all the things that he's been in.
Yes.
And then I realized we have Mark Shepard. You've seen Mark Shepard. You may not know who he is, but he's been in Battlestar Galactica. He's been in Firefly. He's been in The Middleman. He's been in Chuck. He's been in Leverage. What else has
Burn
he been
Notice.
In? Burn Notice.
He was bank robber on Burn
That's
Notice.
That's right.
One episode.
He was in Warehouse 13. Supernatural.
Supernatural. Dollhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's everywhere, and he's awesome.
And he could be a, now that they lost the original voice for the Gecko, he could actually be the Geico Gecko again.
That's true.
If they wanted to, because they had to fire the first guy. Whoops. But he's got the perfect accent for that. Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. Allie, what you like on the guest list?
I think,
I mean, besides BSG, that's an automatic for you.
Well, yes, but at a Star Trek guest, I'm very excited about that, being born and raised Trekkie, so especially I don't know, LeVar Burton.
Yes. No, I was doing this thought bubble.
Oh, that's what that was. I thought you were pointing. I wasn't.
All right, boys.
Ta-da! I put 30 quarters on the newcomer.
There we go. We needed the fight music. Yes.
Anyway, do continue.
You could do that in post, right,
yeah.
Patrick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
We don't have enough to do, right?
Right.
Of course,
yeah,
we're never.
By we mean him. All right, so guests, anything else you like on there besides, because the Star Trek guest list is astonishing.
It's very
large.
Yes.
The recent addition of Scott Bakula is very nice. Mm-hmm. That gets you a lot of
Wait, was he on the Star Trek show?
Yeah. He was.
I don't remember that show.
It's the one where they wore the jumpsuits. Mm-hmm. I think it was the cleaning crew. Oh, no, wait, that was Enterprise. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right. Decontamination goo.
Yes. That's why they wore the jumpsuits, because it's tough to clean up.
Well, yeah.
Anyway. And we have Garrett Wang, who's doing double duty as a guest, and the new director of the Track Trap.
That should be fun. He's into it, by the way. He's been a fan. We interviewed him last year for the DVD, and he was talking about this is before we had made a decision to make him the new director. And he's like, oh, this is great. I love these cons. I would really like to get in here and just, you know, run one of these. I'd like to have a convention I could do because I'm such a big fan. And
sold!
Sold! Ha ha. So he's shown up for some of the meetings. He's pretty involved, and it'll be interesting to see how that goes down. A couple of other things. We're not going to talk about that. MST3K is back in pretty fine form.
Yeah,
Joel Hodgson, Bill Corbett, Kevin Murphy, Trace Ballou, Frank Conniff, Elvis Weinstein, and Mary Jo Peel.
Yeah, so we've got the both sort of tributaries that branched off from MST3K. We've got some of the Cinematic Titanic folks and some of the Riff Track folks, both of which I highly recommend.
Oh, great stuff. Multi-use guests. I love this category, multi-use guests. Like, well, they have a corkscrew on them and a knife blade and a screwdriver. We talked about...
So when you buy the IKEA furniture, you can use them to undo your flat pack.
So you could have Jewel State... Oh, boy, there's a whole different discussion we can't have. Jewel State, Sean Mayer, Armin Shimron. He's great.
Yeah, Lexa Doig.
Yeah, Quark, Armin. Because a lot of people know Armin, but they don't know Armin because he's in makeup and a lot of stuff that he does.
Right, he was the principal on the early seasons of Buffy.
What else have we got down here? I just love saying Laura Vandervoot.
Vandervoot.
From V. That's a great casting choice, Laura Vandervoot and V.
We've got a number of really good authors. I noticed that we were getting both Laurel K. Hamilton and Diana Gabaldon, so I'm wondering if they'll put them together.
Fight.
Fiction
dun,
fight!
Dun, 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 dun. All right.
And Mercedes Lackey.
Mercedes Lackey, yes.
Oh, nice.
Longtime friend of the con.
The voice actors panel.
Yes.
Okay, voice actors. If you can go to any voice actors panel, where George Lowe, Billy West, John DiMaggio,
Maurice LaMarche. Oh my gosh, he's hilarious.
Phil LaMarr, Dana Snyder, and C. Martin Croker. So basically, you get Space Ghost, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Futurama, Ren and Stimpy, Madagascar, Pinky and the Brain. Because Maurice LaMarche was Brain.
Yes.
That great Orson Welles voice.
He also does a really great Shatner impersonation, which can be seen on YouTube for Talk Like William Shatner Day.
Yeah. And you get Billy West and George Lowe in the same room, and you get them wound up, and a track room just cannot contain the crazy. It is one of the funniest things just to give George Lowe a microphone and no script and watch him go.
See what happens.
Oh, yeah. And they all play. They've got a really good working relationship with each other for all the shows they've done. So that's going to be a lot of fun. The author list, the band list, I didn't print that out, but they added a lot of bands the past couple of weeks. So we went from having almost no bands at the beginning of August to, I think, 30 musical performers by the middle. Some local bands, some nationally known. So check that list. That's going to be a lot of fun. And those bands are running starting on Thursday. If you do show up early on Thursday, I think there's two concerts in the Hyatt and two in the Marriott Thursday
night.
That
sounds correct. Mm-hmm.
And they are large room concerts, big bands. Good talent. Good time to be had by most. All right. Anything else we've missed in our little roundup ahead of the convention? We talked about transportation.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the love of the MARTA and using it to get to certain things inside of the Atlanta metro area. We like that. We talked about guests. We talked about bribing you to come to the live taping, 9 o'clock, Centennial 2-3 in the Hyatt. Podcast will be available every day during DragonCon, along with the Daily Dragon. DragonCon TV.
Ah, yes.
Okay, DragonCon TV.
Oh, that thing!
That thing that we do on this very green screen, and many other like it. So, DragonCon TV, you like the video clips. We're in our 8th season of DragonCon TV.
That's incredible.
What were we thinking?
And they haven't shot us yet.
Yet. Hide the corkscrews
from
the Klingons. So we've got over an hour of new material for DragonCon TV this year. We're going to be releasing some of it ahead of the convention at DragonConTV.com. We're also available in the iTunes store, DragonCon TV, oddly enough, and on Twitter and a Facebook fan page. Still not on MySpace.
We can fix that.
No, we can't.
Orkut? Were you there? No. Come on. Shout out to the Brazilian Orkut lovers.
Plurk? Anybody? Plurk?
Anyone? Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're all up in your internets, so you're going to see a lot of those clips during the convention. You'll be able to download them on the podcast, and you can just pull them off the website at any time. Those are free. Those are a lot of fun. Not all of those are produced by the Atlanta crew. We have some great outside contributions this year from as far away as Huntsville, Alabama.
True.
But you know, some even further than that. And
Decatur, Alabama.
Ooh, we're spreading.
You mean our DC TV West?
That's right.
DC TV West is in Alabama. We really need to work on that.
We definitely need to spread more.
Oh, wow. So that should be lots of fun. The DragonCon DVDs, pre-orders for the 2010 DVDs are available at the store, along with purchase of the 2009 DVDs. Not done as far ahead of the convention as we would have liked, but the store is closing on the 20th to get packed up for the con, which means by the time this podcast goes out, if you order anything from the store, you're not going to get it until after the convention. So save up your bucks, buy to the convention. The store is available in the Marriott Hotel. That's where you get your T-shirts, your pins, your mugs. We'll have some of those on the late show as well to show off and talk to people. Hats, you know, if you got to cover the scalp to make sure you don't get... What? Just sunscreen. Oh, the parade. We used the last couple minutes of the show to talk about the parade. I was thinking about being outside.
I see.
And that reminds
I see what
me
you
about
did
the parade.
There.
Yes. Did we make notes?
No, we did not make notes.
Why do I even have these?
We use notes.
Milk, eggs, cheese. All right. So the parade happens every Saturday of the convention. Oh, there's only one of those.
every Saturday of the convention, you will see a parade.
Every
Saturday,
Wednesday
Saturday, Saturday.
Every Wednesday of the convention, we give out free food. Every Tuesday convention. Never mind. So that's at 10 o'clock in the morning. It runs down Peachtree Street in front of the Hyatt and Westin. Now,
yes.
If you're the Westin, you get an earlier vantage point for the hotel. Congratulations. That's an advantage of staying at the Westin.
True.
So that comes up the street, turns at Baker Street, and then comes down into the Marriott.
Tom Baker Street?
No, not Tom Baker Street, just normal Baker Street. Tom Baker Street keeps jumping around, and so it's in a different place every week. Hey-o. So, shaped like a scarf. All right.
Yes.
What? That doesn't make any sense. So the parade lasts about an hour. You should get there before 10 o'clock if you would like to have a good seat. We will rebroadcast the parade on DragonCon TV later in the day. I will be there with our good friend Crispy doing live parade commentary, telling you about all the wonderful stuff that you're seeing on the parade route. Now, after the parade, if you're in costume and you don't have anything to do at 11:30, which there's stuff starting at 11:30, podcast panel, then what you should do is wander down to Centennial Olympic Park in costume, because Saturday is the first college football game of the season.
That's right.
And the Chick-fil-A kickoff game, SEC versus ACC game, is going to be the focus of ESPN Game Day. They're going to set up in the middle of Centennial Olympic Park, which is right near the Georgia Dome.
Which means you can be background.
You can be in costume on ESPN Game Day between 9 and noon.
Also take part in Lurch for the Cure, to cure on death. Are they doing that this year? I never can remember.
It was, yeah, poorly organized.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to
see.
Keeps
falling apart. Yes, this is what you get if you come see us live.
It won't make the pain stop. All right.
It's because you need the corkscrew, which we hid from the Klingons.
All right, so anyway, there's a show, there was a point, and there wasn't. We're still doing this anyway. So the parade is going to be awesome, but it is an outdoor event in September in Atlanta. Prepare accordingly.
Yes.
But it's so much fun. They told me at the last director's meeting there are over 2,500 people registered for the parade.
It's like 10% of the con on any given day.
Yeah. So that's a big deal. One thing to note, if you are attending the parade, and actually this goes to any people who are going to drop off marketing materials at the convention in general, the Atlanta Police Department asks that if you're at the parade, you refrain from, whether participating in or being a spectator, throwing candy into the crowd, throwing any objects into the crowd.
Please do not knock out spectators.
Or handing out leaflets. I'm trying to keep the city clean, that's all we're saying. Also at the convention, if you're looking for the flyers, handouts, things that happen from different groups, if you're promoting another convention, if you are promoting a property of some type, a media property, a podcast, that sort of thing, the only place that we're making those tables available for handouts is in the Sheraton near the registration line. Any other place in the hotel, if you decide to leave stacks of cards, leaflets, pamphlets, they will probably be thrown in the trash. That is just an effort, again, to keep the convention clean. It doesn't mean you shouldn't promote your stuff. Just do it in that one place. That way, everybody's got to go through registration at some point. They're all going to see your things. And,
people are going to be bored. They're going to pick stuff up.
Exactly. Patrick Friedman, who we didn't mic, is our producer for the day. Also operating the camera and editing out all of his bad jokes in the post-production. Allie and Steven will be our regular hosts, and I'm your abnormal host, Brian. So we look forward to seeing all of you, or maybe you look forward to seeing all of us, at the convention. Wake up with us every morning. That's kind of creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's no
kind of weird.
Better than going to bed.
I was going
to
say, the last thing you'll see before bed. No, that doesn't work either.
No.
And since we are on at 9 o'clock in the morning, Allie, why do we call it the late show?
Because at Dragon Con, you were probably going to bed at 9 a.m. instead of getting up.
Yes. So it's appropriate.
So you can sober up with us or whatever.
We're very sobering.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and roll the credits. Good night, everybody.
No, no, you have to do the... Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb. Look at that.
Hey, okay.